Religious freedom may be at stake in the United States. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The proposed Do No Harm Act has Christians feeling threatened with regard to religious freedoms, something we don't often think about in the United States. We'll take a look today, and later we'll share an anniversary story that shows how when you're successful on the mission field, the work continues. We'll begin with the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the U.S., allowing people of faith to claim exemption from government mandates that conflict with their religious beliefs. For example, the Supreme Court exempted Christian-owned Hobby Lobby from providing abortion drugs in their health care. However, Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer says a new bill introduced in May could change everything.
This new act, which is the Do No Harm Act, would unleash even greater federal control over our freedom to believe and act according to our biblical beliefs. The act basically says that if it's a government mandate or a government law, then you cannot come under the umbrella of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act for protection.
The bill is currently at a standstill, but you can see where it would lead. Employers opting out of coverage, doctors refusing abortion procedures, and more would be in jeopardy. You can contact your state representatives to oppose the Do No Harm Act. You can pray as we continue to be representatives of Christ.
It's going to require that we as Christians, regardless of what happens, are going to continue to have to seek out and reach out to people with needs and sharing the gospel. That's not going to change. No matter what happens, God is still sovereign.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Combining education and the Great Commission, that's the goal of Teach Beyond, a ministry dedicated to providing a values-based education to children around the world. Now Teach Beyond's George Durant says his organization is receiving more interest than ever before.
To be really honest with you, we're not going around cultivating a sense of educational need or of need for a values-based education. And the other organizations with which we work collaboratively, they would say the same thing. It's just an astonishing movement of the Holy Spirit around the world, prodding and probing, and the result is that we have this outburst of interest in education.
Durant says people are craving this type of education as it not only provides life skills, but leaves an impact for eternity.
They can use this highly desirable thing called quality education to be a testimony and witness in their community. And so they can use it as a doorway into the neighborhood. And it brings respect, it brings a certain appreciation for the church.
Durant invites Christians to take part in this movement by getting on their knees and asking God how they can be an agent of change in their own community. And finally, when you invest a lot of time and effort into a project, there's nothing like looking back and seeing the impact you've left behind. For AMG International, 20 years in Uganda shows a plentiful harvest. AMG's Tasos Ioannidis.
We've seen thousands of children come out of poverty. Many come to saving knowledge of Christ. A lot of the work is in Muslim areas, and we have been able to reach there. We have been able to provide medical care to people who would otherwise not have the care they needed.
But AMG isn't done yet. Their new nursing school is a perfect addition to the ministry they already have in country.
There is a great need for nurses in Uganda, and by constructing this school and opening the school, we'll be able to train many young individuals to serve in the field of medicine.
But AMG wants to be sure they never lose sight of what's really important, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
That's what Jesus did. He always cared for the needs of people in a holistic fashion. He cared for their physical needs. He cared for their spiritual needs. And that's what we are doing today. We're just following the example of Jesus.
If you want to find out more about what AMG is already doing and how you can get involved, we'll get you connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.